match analysis.
Hi, this is Ian Chappell for Crick Info. Well, Anil Kumble has picked exactly the right moment to retire from Test cricket. He's done it when his powers are obviously waning a little through injury and just the body having done so much work. But he can retire happy in the knowledge that he's passing the baton on to a captain who is well and truly ready to lead India in Mahendra Singh Dhoni, and the fact that there's a young leg spinner in Amit Mishra who's shown that he can bamboozle test match batsmen and he's not out of his depth at that level. The defining moment for me, and it encapsulated the career of Anil Kumble, was his last wicket in test cricket. He'd been angered by the young leg spinner, misjudging a catch in the outfield, and then the very next ball, he took off after a skied catch off his own bowling, charged back even with his bad hand, took the catch, and turned around and fired the ball back at the stumps as if to say to the young man who will take over his role as a leg spinner in the Indian team, that is the sort of effort that you've got to put in every day if you want to be at the top of your game. So Anil Kumble, he's been a magician for India, more than 600 test wickets, but his legacy is much, much more than that. He's earned the respect of all of his opponents, and he's been ultra competitive on the cricket field, but never once has he compromised his dignity or his integrity. He really has been a credit to the game and to Indian cricket. And Indian cricket will miss him. But if young Mishra learns that last lesson that he taught on the cricket field, he'll still be having a positive effect on the Indian team, even in retirement. The match itself fizzled out to be a draw. It was basically expected. There was a bit of a flurry from Australia. They'll be pleased by the improved form of Brett Lee, even though their batting was much improved, and they'll go in with a lot more confidence into the last test match in Nagpur. As far as batting is concerned, there is still that black hole of the spin bowling, which will be a major concern to the Australian team. I think it's reached the point where, being one down with one to go, they've probably got to take a bit of a punt and play the off-spinner Jason Crazier, because at least, certainly if he's got his nerves under control, he is a bowler who really does impart some spin on the ball, and they do need a bit of variety in their attack. So both teams now will have a few days to gather themselves. India, I'm assuming, will have Harbhajan available, so he will immediately slot in to take Kumble's place in the side. That's not a bad replacement. And I'm not expecting that the ICC will get its act together in time to have the appeal and keep Gambhir out of this last test match. It was a very hard-fought match, and both teams came out of it with some positives, but they'll go into Nagpur knowing that Australia really do have to go on the attack, and India have got the upper hand as long as they don't take the approach in the final test match that we're 1-0 up and we're satisfied with that position and we'll just play to stay in that position. They did it last year at the Oval against England when they could have won 2-0. If they take that same approach here, that will get them into trouble against a side like Australia that just does not know how to lie down. This is Ian Chappell for Crick Info.
This is Crick Info Talk.